This is The World, and I'm Carol Hills in for Marco Werman. Marco's on assignment in India, and he'll be joining us later in the program. First, Hungary just keeps saying no. No to the migrants trying to enter the country on their way to Western Europe. Today, Hungarian police on the border used water cannon to turn back migrants trying to enter from Serbia. Many of those stuck in Serbia are looking for another route. Our BBC colleague Guy Delaney is on the border between Serbia and neighboring Croatia.
Well, it's a very interesting scene. The actual formal border crossing itself is quite quiet. But what's happening is that taxis and buses are dropping refugees off a short way from the official border crossing at the edge of a cornfield. And the drivers are then just directing people through this cornfield where people have been walking along tracks towards the Croatian border. Now, I accompanied one group of several dozen people along this way. And as they walk towards Croatia, A group of Croatian police vehicles appeared, and without any protest or struggle, everybody in this group of refugees just got on board those vans.
And where did the police take them?
Well, they would take them to a registration centre. Croatia has been making some preparations. I was talking to the Assistant Minister for European Affairs yesterday, and she was saying, well, we're going to have to get our registration procedures in place, get more fingerprinting machines, make sure that we can take people to asylum centres and find out where they want to go on from there.
Now, this area, Croatian-Serbian border, this was a war zone 20 years ago, and I hear there are still landmines along the border. Do these pose a danger to the migrants?
Well, it's certainly a problem that some people have expressed concern about. Bukovar, which is the other side of the border from Shid, saw some of the heaviest fighting of the entire Balkan conflict. Now, for the most part, people, well, if they're getting taken away by the police, then obviously it isn't going to be an issue for them. If they're going through these agricultural fields along well-worn paths, that's not going to be an issue. The danger is in areas where you've seen ordnance during a conflict, if it hasn't been completely cleared, or even if areas are supposed to be cleared but haven't quite been, things can move about when it's wet as well. That's always a danger. If people aren't sticking to defined paths, then that may be a problem.
So why are the migrants going across fields if Croatia is happy to take them in going across the border, regular border crossing?
Strange, isn't it? I mean, I don't know why they wouldn't just go through the official border crossing. You have to understand that these are people who've come a long way making very difficult journeys, and they're in a mindset that they don't want to be formally registered until they get to the destination of their choice in the European Union, which most of the time is Germany. That's one of the things they want to avoid. So going the official way hasn't been the modus operandi for most of these people. I think in many cases, people would have been just as well getting a train or a regular service bus to Shid and then going over the standard international crossing points, and they would have been absolutely fine. The end result would have been the same. The Croatian authorities would have taken them in, and they'd be going on from there.
Help us with the geography here. What's this new route that avoids Hungary for these migrants and refugees?
Well, if we're going up through Serbia, then we're going to the north of the country, which is Shid, where I am now. Then the other side, you've got Tovarnik in Croatia. And you can go north through Croatia, basically. They could go through Croatia's capital, Zagreb, and then the border with Slovenia, which is a member not just of the European Union but of the Schengen area, is not very far from Zagreb at all.
And the Schengen area, that those are the open borders of the EU countries.
That's right. The 26 countries that belong to the Schengen area have all said that they will not have border checks between member countries. So theoretically, once you're in the Schengen area, you can go anywhere you like within that area. In practice, of course, in recent days, we've seen certain countries, including Germany and Austria, implementing ad hoc border controls.
Now, I know you've probably talked to some of the people crossing the border. Any particular stories that struck you?
Well, a lot of the people are coming from Syria. That's clear. They've had very long journeys. They're very keen to get on to the next part of their journey. What they have been doing, which was interesting, the group I accompanied to the border until they got picked up by the police, they seemed in extremely good spirits. These weren't people who were feeling very down after the journey. They were feeling very optimistic about entering the European Union. They were filming themselves, taking selfies and also filming little videos. They were almost like news reporters themselves. I mean, I don't speak Arabic, but it was pretty clear these people were saying, well, here we are, we're walking through the fields, about to cross from Serbia into Croatia. And I asked the people who were filming themselves about this, and they said, yep, we're going to send those back to our families in Syria so they know what's going on.
That's amazing. The BBC's Guy Delaney is in the Serbian town of Shid. It's along the border with Croatia. Thanks for being with us.
It's a pleasure.